There, this is Alan Carroll with Ice Media Entertainment. I recently got invited to a Philadelphia Soul game, and it was amazing. I've never seen anything like it, full of energy, the fan participation, and it was so family-oriented. I was really impressed and just completely blown away at the same time. A huge supporter of the team, Linda Lane, introduced me to a few of the players, one of which is James Romain, who I have with me right now. James, thank you. Hey. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Great. James Romain is a defensive back for Philadelphia Soul. So people, you know, people probably already know that about you. Tell me something they don't know about you.
Basically, I'm a big, huge music fan.
What type of music?
I like hip hop. So I like Jay-Z, I like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, you know, the guys that, you know, can relate to me and stuff that I've been through.
Okay.
You know, type guys. I also like R&B, old school R&B.
Though. 90s R&B?
Yeah, 90s R&B. I like a little bit of the 80s because, you know, I grew up on that. I'm an 80s baby, so my mom, she grew up in the 60s, and she was born in the 60s, so she grew up in the, you know, partying and stuff in the 80s, and she, you know, when I was growing up, she had, you know, Keith Sweat and Guy and all of them guys playing. And I was just in the house dancing. You know, that's why I'm so energetic and dancing down on the field.
I like the 90s R&B with like 112.
Yeah, 112. Then you got Boyz II Men.
Right.
Who else you got? You got who else you got in the 90s? You got a couple. WV.
You do. I do. They have them on that TV show, Unsung, sometimes too. So, and we got to interview Deron Jones. He had a new CD coming out a few years back, and we got to sit down with him, and so that was kind of cool. So, other than music, anything else you want to share with us?
Basically, you know, I train athletes.
Okay.
So you know, I have the thing with, you know, giving back to the community and stuff like that. So I like to polish, you know, these young guys' feet work. So I have a company called Sweet Feet University. It's a little athletic company that I put together. So, you know, guys come out and I basically critique, you know, their movements on how they move, how quick their feet are, you know, their balance. You know, I basically work on them and whatever they need to work on, we try to, you know, work on their strengths and their weaknesses at the same time.
That is awesome. I want to get back to you on that Sweet Feet University, but going back more so to you, if you had something like one thing or the main thing, what would be the main thing you would want people to take away about you or what you stand for?
Basically, you know, I'm a big guy with respect, integrity, and loyalty. You know, because it's a lot of untrustworthy people out here, and there's a lot of people lying and trying to get over on people. And
absolutely.
I'm real big and looking people in the eye and speaking to them and not blinking.
Right.
Know, and I feel respect is huge in today's world. And it's not preached. It's not shown on TV. It's not shown in music. And a lot of people take respect for granted.
They do.
They don't know how to give it. And you got to give respect in order to get respect. And a lot of people just think they have to receive respect from someone without giving it. So if I shake my hand out to you, I expect you to put your hand out, shake my hand firmly, look me in my eye, introduce yourself, and I'm going to introduce myself back and let you know exactly who I am.
So you know what, James? I love that. I think I want to have you back and we have a whole topic about respect, because I could sit here and talk for another 30 minutes just on that topic alone, because that's a big thing with me as well. So, you know, I might be knock, knock, knock on your door again and saying, hey, James, let's do a segment on respect. So you decided to be part of the arena football over like other leagues. Like what made you decide to do that? And what do you feel your successes are by playing in arena football?
Well, I graduated college back in, my last year playing was 2009. And, you know, I was done with football and, you know, my friends were like, hey bro, you got to get back on the field. And I was telling them guys, like, no, I'm done with football. So I ended up playing, you know, semi-pro football. You know, that's a local team in the neighborhood. A couple guys that's, you know, the old school legends, you know, the high school legends that played, and they try to, you know, live their high school glory days. But I started playing for a team called the New York Falcons in New York, and I played for them for a year. We actually won a championship. I felt like I was a big success with them. So, you know, it kind of gave me the love for the game back. And one of my best friends, Tyrone Hurst, he actually got signed to a team in the indoor football league. It's the IFL is a lower league that's in underneath the Arena Football League.
Okay.
So I was out there in Alaska for a season, and you know, he told me that the coach needed somebody to play in my position, and he asked them who was the best guy that he know, and he said me. And you know, it was the way out in Alaska, he called me out. Like,
I'm going to
go.
I'm going to
go.
Seize opportunity.
When that time came, I was so nervous. And then another one of my friends, Emmanuel Green, he came over and he just told me, like, hey, bro, man, you was born to play football. Like, go out there. Like, I want you to play football. You know, he was like, I can't play football right now. And I want to live my dream through you. So, you know, that gave me the motivation to get on that plane and go out to Alaska. You know, we was, I think, 4 hours, 5 hours behind in New York.
Right.
And, you know, when I got out there, it was just, you know, cold. And I played out there for a year. And I took my talents out to Green Bay, out to the Green Bay Blizzard, well, with the same head coach, Robert Fuller. You know, I played there. Then I put a highlight tape on YouTube. And then I got a phone call from Coach Dozier. And everything else is history. I've been playing with them since 2013. And, no, I felt that was a blessing, and I appreciate Coach Dozier for that. So it's been a long road from, you know, 2011, starting with Alaska and, you know, getting there and working to Green Bay and then, you know, finally getting my break to come back to the East Coast and play close to home. You know, I feel like that's a huge blessing.
It really is. Now, what did you take in college, if you don't mind me asking?
I studied mass communication, broadcast journalism. I should have took sports management or something like that.
Okay.
Or TV production, because you know, I do a little bit of acting on the side.
Okay.
So me and a few other guys were in a TV show on NBC. It's called The Rise. It's a huge show. Like it's getting a lot of publicity right now. A lot of commercials, a lot of trailers and stuff like that on YouTube and stuff like that. Yeah, we did that on the off season, and I was with another show called Dietland. I did a show, just one show on that season, on the first season of that show.
Do you feel like you want to maybe do some film as well?
Yeah, I do want to act because I have a wonderful smile, I believe. You know, like,
wait, you know, you actually do. I mean, because I was kind of like, you know, Linda was trying to introduce me to everybody, and I was like, I don't know if they want to get introduced to me. But that was one of the things that I remember about you, is that you were warm and inviting, your smile. And, so, and that's important. You know, people don't realize that. So I appreciate
thank
that.
Mama for that.
Okay, so thank Mama. When after the interview, go kiss Mama.
I used to hate the dentist when I was a kid, but I appreciate my mama for taking me to the dentist all the time. I want to get into a little bit of acting because I'm not shy of the camera. I love to talk. And I just feel like, you know, somebody giving you a script to be somebody else, I feel that's easy because a lot of people impersonating other people, not showing people who they really are.
Right.
So I think that's pretty easy to give me a script and tell me to be the bad guy, the good guy, the lover. You know, whatever you need, it's just easy to tap into a character, you know, just give you a script, go into a room and practice your stuff. I feel like it's the same thing with football.
That is awesome. I have a few people that write scripts, so I might be sending them your way because they've been trying to get a couple of film productions off the road, so... I like
connecting.
I know. I like connecting dots. I'm glad you mentioned that. If we hadn't had this conversation, I would have never known that.
Yeah.
I want to get back to the Sweet Feet University. So is this like I want to understand, it's like a business of yours that you have, Sweet Feet University?
Yes, it's a training company. I look to make it a little bit bigger than what it is and just training.
Okay.
So I don't want to give out all the tools, but I basically want to make it into a school.
Okay.
You know, so I got the business license and stuff like that, you know, about a year ago. And, you know, I just get kids, I mentor them, you know, I always tell them that it's grades first and it's respect over everything, because you got to respect your teacher in order to go into class to want to do the work.
Right.
You got to respect your parents at home in order to be respectful when you go home or to school.
Right.
You sit in front of a teacher that you don't know. So, you know, I just try to mentor the guys and try to keep them on the right track, because I didn't have, you know, a lot of guys doing that for me. I had a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but I had one guy or two guys here, you know, that was out there that didn't know me personally, that wasn't a family member to do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
right.
You know, I feel like, you know, just doing that, it makes me feel good as a person, besides everything else, just besides the training, to see a kid take what I'm telling him and utilize that, you know, in his everyday life that he takes on, you know?
I'm glad that you said that, because that's what our magazine New League is all about, is featuring people like yourself that want to help young men. Because I feel like, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I'm the mother of a male child. And I feel like, you know, sometimes girls need instruction too. But I feel like girls, some kind of way, they just get it. And I think boys really need some type of mentor, a good mentor. Let me put that in there, to guide them. I think boys, young men need that. So,
yeah, you do, because, not to say nothing, it's a lot of guys that, you know, a lot of guys my age, I know personally, wasn't, you know, raised right because of the music, like I mentioned earlier, and what they were seeing on TV. And
right.
There wasn't a lot of, you know, male figures that was really positive.
Positive.
Everything was, you know, shoot 'em up, bang, bang, sell drugs, you know, or I'm going to be a pimp, or, you know, I'm going to run away from home and, you know, be on my own, I'm grown, and disrespect the parents and stuff like that. It was just a whole lot of wickedness going on TV. But at the end of the day, you got to know to separate what's reality and what's fake. And it takes a guy like myself and, you know, other guys on my team and other guys in this league and even guys that's, you know, in a higher success or in a higher, you know, atmosphere than I am. They got to reach down to the younger guys, because that's where it starts at. It all starts with change with the younger generation. And if you can't change their minds, then the next generation after that and the next generation after that will be toxic and, you know, corrupt.
That is so true. So how would somebody, you know, as of right now, I know you want it to be bigger, but as of right now, how would somebody find you or connect with you to be a part of your this university?
You know, you can follow me on Instagram at the number 2. Then spell out 5, get live. That's my personal Instagram.
Okay.
That's my personal Instagram. Or you can follow my Facebook as well, James Romaine.
Okay.
Or you can follow or subscribe on my YouTube page, Sweet Feet University. That's all one word. I have a bunch of videos up there. You can look at them. You can take the workouts if you need them. You can hit me up if you need workouts. I'm in New Jersey, Delaware, Philadelphia and New York area. Soon I'll have Georgia as well, Atlanta, because I have one of my guys out there from my team, Ryan McDaniel. He's out there, and he's a part of Sweet Feet. He has the company Sweet Feet South. So,
awesome. You have branches like that. Did you're thinking like that? Metro, South, West Coast, East Coast.
Yes. It's all about branching off. You can't just, you know, you got to start off small, but you know, it's all about having all of them avenues and networks, because, you know, a lot of people going to see it and they're going to want work. But if I can't get to you, I can have somebody, you know, point you to somebody that'll get you right.
Right. And then you have this group, I guess it's a group affiliation called Scrap City, or if I'm saying it wrong, correct me, but that's what I have on here, Scrap City. Tell me what that is.
Well, Scrap City is it's basically a saying. So us DBs, well, most DBs, they call themselves, you know, When you have good coverage on a receiver and you get a pick or something, and he can't get open or run his route correctly, and he's just frustrated, you say you strapped up. So, you know, we like to party in Philly, and we like to party, you know, downtown, Center City and Market Street, stuff like that. So we just took Center City and Straps
and Philadelphia being a city, you know, a brotherly love. So we took all of that, put it all together, and we just came up with Strap City. And, you know, I got my guy, Dwayne Hollis. You know, he was a defensive back of the year. I played with a guy, Tracy Belton. He was also a defensive back of the year. I got LaRico Stevenson, Joe Goosby. I got Torres Jones. I got Robert Brown, Bryce Peeler. You know, I love my guys back then. You know, they take pride in coming on the field and trying to make plays and embarrass receivers. And, you know, it's an offensive game, but, you know, you'll make a couple plays here and there, but can you do this all game? Like, and we take pride in that. And it's not going to be an easy matchup when you come over here to Strap City. And, you know, we're not trying to be cocky or anything. It's just us being prideful of what we do and how we approach the game of football.
I think that it's a way to motivate each other. It's how I see it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And we definitely have a competition, too. We got a little pot. We got a little pot, a little jar in Coach Bernie's office. If you drop an interception, you got to drop a quarter in it. And that's just for practice and game. Well, some games, like, we rarely drop picks in games, but, you know, we drop a lot of picks in practice because, you know, we take the chances and try to dive all over the place. But if you know if it touched your hand or you drop the interception, you know you throw a quarter in there. You probably got about $40 in there right now. So that's how proudful we are, and you know, taking pride in our game and going and approaching it. Like if you drop something, and you got to pay. You know, if you make a mistake.
And where does the money go? Like in this is, I guess it's in a can, but you know, are you donating it afterwards or
what? We haven't really decided what to do with it yet.
Okay.
So we just throwing quarters in there right now. I'm actually looking at my 75 cents right now that I gotta put in the jar.
You messed up. So I was told that you did like this winter coat drive this past winter. I was wondering, like, you know, how successful was it? What cities did you do it in? Do you want it to be like an annual event? Because I thought that was awesome that you did something like that.
Yeah, it was real dope. It was real fun. I had a couple of my friends help me, you know, collect the coats. But it was real cool, you know. I gathered up a couple coats. I did the coat drive out where I'm from. I was born and raised Far Rockaway, New York. I did it at a shelter on 63rd Street. I forgot the name of the shelter, but it's not too far from my house. Did it there. I gathered up, it was close to about 200 coats.
Wow.
It was close to about 200 coats. I got it from a bunch of fans, a bunch of my family members, friends, you know, people that I didn't know from the VFW over here. I forgot the town. I forgot these people's name, man. Sorry if y'all listening. I'm sorry, but I really appreciate y'all. I really appreciate y'all for donating. It went really well. And I plan on doing it every year.
Every year. That is awesome.
This is something that I feel that people need. You know?
They do.
Need to feel love.
They do. They do. I might be coming to you for some advice for something I want to do here in Richmond for children, something like that, coats and shoes and things like that. So,
I actually was planning on doing something for the kids for going back to school. I wanted to do like some book bags and or sneakers.
Okay.
But, you know, sneakers is hard for kids because, you know, they grow out of sneakers so quick.
They do.
You know. By the time they get the sneakers in the summer, their feet might grow by the
September. Right. Because I was thinking the same thing about shoes. I had some other negative thoughts. I don't know if I want to mention on this radio, but I just, you know, that some things that could happen with getting them shoes and things like that. So just because of the times we live in, you know. So
I wanted to do like a backpack school supply thing. And I'm actually planning on doing something before the season is out. Me and a couple of the DBs in Strap City, we're going to go to Philadelphia, give out some food and stuff. So hopefully the cops don't mess with us.
That's right.
Because we see the people and stuff, it's a lot of people that need help. So
it really is. That's awesome. You were doing some really great things. I'm proud of you. Your mom's proud of you too, I'm sure. So keep it up.
Yeah, she brags about me all the time. She brags about me. I love my mama. I love her.
It's nice when us mamas can brag about our boys.
Yeah, I tell her don't do it too much though.
So you know,
when I go home, like my mom goes shopping and stuff, she be like, "Hey, I'm about to go pool shopping. Who wanna come?" You know, I be like, "Ma, let's go." Well, I be like, "Ma, what you doing?" She be like, "Nothing. Want to go to the mall? I'll get you something." Well, I'll be dressing 20 minutes. You know, I take her to the mall. Then you know, I try to be low key. You know, I probably go get her something.
Right.
She loves Pandora bracelets and stuff like that. Pandora charm.
Right.
So we go to Pandora, and she tell the same people all the time, "Hey, my son play professional football." They be like, "Who, him?" I'm like, "All right, here we go. Can we get an autograph?" And they want to take pictures. And they want to show me their daughters and stuff like that. I'm like,
oh. Trying to marry you off, right?
Yeah, I'm like, come on. Come on, you're doing too much. But I love her, though. I love her. I love her.
Oh my goodness. She's just proud of her boy, that's all, you know. But just to wrap this up, you know, I like setting goals for myself, short term and long term. So just out of curiosity, where do you see yourself in 5 years and then in 10 years?
Well, 5 years, hopefully I'm still playing, dominating it.
Okay.
I'm still gonna run with the young guys that's out here running like bears. But within 10 years, hopefully I'll be coaching, mentoring. You know, somewhere, you know, uplifting people, you know, because like I said before, I'm just a positive person and giving light to people and trying to bring the best out of them and helping them find passions and stuff like that. So within 10 years, hopefully I'm a coach somewhere, helping these young guys elevate themselves and being a mentor somewhere.
That's awesome. I got some people I'm going to send your way if you go that route and to your university.
Okay.
James, yep. thank you so much for this time. It was so great to speak with you, and I hope we get to speak again about that segment about respect. We'll do that. We'll schedule that maybe off season. And
all right.
You know, you go out there and do your thing. I'm a full supporter of you.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy your day.
You're so welcome. You take care.